98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. For the second week in a row, garbage pickup in Oshkosh will be delayed by one day for Thursday and Friday. Garbage and recycling pickups on Thursday, New Year's Day, will happen Friday this week, and Friday pickups will occur on Saturday due to the holiday. 2026 is an election year. One race in front of the voters in our area will be for the 6th Congressional District. Michael Heidenreich of Lodi is one of seven Democratic candidates competing to take on incumbent Glenn Grothman.
This is my duty to do because I'm actually capable of doing it and because we just can't keep letting people who are running because they want to be congresspeople versus they want to accomplish something.
Heidenreich's platform calls for universal health care, educational debt reduction, and doing something about tariffs.
It is Congress's job to set tariffs, not anyone else's. And that is something that right away is something we can address and say, no, there's no emergency, but there are tariffs. It's our job to actually set them.
He added that tariffs have made a negative impact on the economy and businesses of the 6th Congressional District. Heidenreich is a lifelong Wisconsinite who said he's been involved in politics behind the scenes since he was a teenager, and now's the time to put himself forward.
This last election just made me realize, oh, I need to do more than just volunteer. I need to give up my time actually running for public office.
On the Republican side, incumbent Glenn Grothman is facing a challenge by Jonathan Peets of Partyville. The primary elections will be on August 11th. Read more about Heidenreich and the 6th Congressional District race in our story at WISS.fm. The U.S. Department of Justice has officially filed a federal lawsuit against Wisconsin after the Wisconsin Elections Commission declined to provide its unredacted voter rolls. The commission rejected the request earlier this month, determining that the Department of Justice had not provided a suitable explanation for how that information would be used, and that state law explicitly prohibits them from sharing it. While redacted voter roll information is publicly available, the unredacted voter rolls contain personal information, like Social Security numbers and driver's license information. A study conducted by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that runoff from landfills in the state contains high levels of PFAS. According to a WPR report, around two-thirds of Wisconsin residents get their drinking water from groundwater sources and could suffer adverse health effects from the runoff. Researchers working on the study say they collected samples from 16 landfill sites in the state, which showed the highest concentration of PFAS when it comes to liquid runoff. The EPA does not currently require PFAS monitoring or reporting at landfill sites. There's a new online resource to help Wisconsinites understand the lab test results of their drinking water from private wells. The Wisconsin DNR launched the Be Well Informed online tool, where people can upload test results from a certified laboratory. The program generates a report that explains the test results and provides additional educational resources. DNR officials say their goal is to help private well owners make more informed decisions to address any issues with their drinking water. There are over 800,000 private wells in the state, providing drinking water for about 25% of Wisconsin residents. The DNR has been working to address PFAS and nitrate contamination in private wells in the recent years to ensure access to safe drinking water for everyone. Officials also encourage you to test your private well at least once a year, or if there's any changes in taste, odor, or color of the water. Snowmobile trails are opening up in the state, and the DNR is reminding snowmobilers to stay sober and safe on the trails this season. Two of the most common causes for recreational crashes around the holidays are weak ice and impaired operation. when alcohol is involved. Officials say crashes can lead to tragedy. These types of crashes are entirely preventable, and operating under the influence is illegal. Plan to get home safely by riding sober. You should also be sure to monitor ice conditions before venturing out. Check with local experts, such as outfitters, bait shops, and fishing clubs. Additionally, the DNR asks that you respect snowmobile club work by staying on the marked trails. Remember, operation on closed snowmobile trails is illegal. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Badgers beat the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball, Wisconsin over Milwaukee, 80-60 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers' Greg Gard thanked the Panthers head coach, Bart Lundy, for adjusting their schedule.
Bart's got a good team. I think they're going to do very well in their league, and to be able to fit this game in with their league playing games here between the holidays. And so it's a credit to them to still want to play the game. And now, obviously, we wrap up the non-conference and head into league play starting Saturday night and get ready for games coming next year.
Wisconsin hosts Purdue Saturday, 7 p.m. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee looking for their third win in a row. NFL, the Packers making roster changes. Defensive tackle Jordan Riley and defensive back Kamal Hayden placed on season-ending IR after their injuries against the Ravens. Safety Zane Anderson recovering from an ankle injury, so they promoted two defensive backs from the practice squad for Sunday's game in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with a little light snow this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon with falling temperatures today. We'll hit our high of about 18 around noon, dropping into the single digits by late this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to one below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 13. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.